the untouched, penetrating, and perfect truth, seldom mended, even in 100,000 million times. Now we can see and hear, we can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
Shri Buddha, Shri Dharma, Shri Sangha. When we undertake training, meditation, and the precepts, in the path of any particular Buddhist tradition, in the beginning, there are many do's and don'ts, or seem to be many do's and don'ts. But this way of meditating and training is not a method. It's also not a kind of no method method. And there's a reason why it's not a method, and there's a reason why it's not a no method method. And that reason is very simple. The reason is because the eternal is and the eternal trumps everything. Everything we know, everything we try to do, everything we think we know, everything we think we are trying to do, the eternal just trumps it all. The eternal is. There's no method to the eternal. There's nothing that you can fix on, hold on to, and develop. In the end, there's nothing that you can understand intellectually. That amounts to anything at all in comparison with just simple trust in our own Buddha nature. And simple willingness to pay attention to and follow its guidance. All of the things that we learn to do and not to do are expedient means, skillful means, that the eternal uses to help bring us to the point of deeper reliance upon itself, deeper refuge taking. Every time we think we've got it, we now have the key. key that we can apply. We still only have, and we only have glimpsed the very tip of the iceberg. And if we try to insistently make use of any particular insight, any particular way of going about things, it will just eventually just, and rather quickly, really, just turn to dust and disappear. We are not meant to be the one in charge. We are not meant to be the one in the driver's seat. We are not meant to be the one who knows. We are not meant to be the one who leads the way. We are not meant to be the one who attains. We are of the eternal. So many times our master said, it is enough for me to know the Lord of the house. Not long before she died, she told me a number of times when we were alone, all I know is that I know nothing. And yet when she said that, I wasn't sitting thinking, I was sitting with someone who was lost, not by any means. I was just sitting with someone, talking with someone who wasn't holding on to anything and who was radiating Buddha nature through every fiber of her being. Just as life in this realm of samsara cannot be refuses to be neatened up, cleansed of all difficulty, so we ourselves can never succeed if we use our will to try to neaten up ourselves and be cleansed of all difficulty. We can, however, bow in this very moment to whatever is arising, to whatever is happening. We can allow it to teach us. We can allow it to help us, even and sometimes especially when it is difficult and painful. When life comes, there's only life. When death comes, there's only death. Neither process is without its visceral, deeply visceral aspects. All of this is part of the life of Buddha. everything in ourselves, everything in other people, is part of the life of Buddha. Nothing is the whole of it. Everything is part of it. When we do what we think of as meditating, we're really just allowing the Eternal to lead us. When we do what we think of as training, we're really just following the Eternal in our daily lives. We're really just allowing ourselves to be led by the Eternal in our daily lives. We're really just getting out of the way of the natural flow of the life of Buddha. And even those times when we are stubbornly fixed in the way, even our stubborn fixedness is still part of the life of Buddha. There is no method. There is no magic bullet. There is no method. There is no magic bullet. There is the life of Buddha.